5 minutes to help you on your way with a smile and a song. We call them Moments of Melody. The doctors told us that it takes 65 muscles in the face to make a frown, and only 13 to make a smile. So it's easier to smile than to frown. But where do you get a smile? Well, it's not in unbelief. Voltaire was an infidel, and he wrote, "I wish I had never been born." We don't get a smile in pleasure. Lord Byron lived a life of pleasure. And yet he wrote, "The worm, the canker, the grief are mine alone." Not in money. Jay Gould, the American millionaire, had plenty. And yet when he was dying, he said, "I suppose I am the most miserable man on earth." Not in military glory. Alexander the Great conquered the known world of his day, and having done so, he wept in his tent, because, as he said, there are no more worlds to conquer. Where, then, do we find a smile? The answer is simple. In Christ alone, he said, "I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. And your joy no man taketh from you." From the Sacred Scriptures, 1 Timothy chapter 6. Do you want to be truly rich? You already are if you are happy and good. After all, we didn't bring any money with us when we came into the world, and we can't carry any away, a single penny, when we die. And so we should be well satisfied without money, if we have enough food and clothing. But people who long to be rich soon begin to do all kinds of wrong things to get money. Things that hurt them and make them evil-minded and finally send them to hell itself. For the love of money is the first step toward all kinds of sin. Some people have even turned away from God because of their love of it, and as a result have pierced themselves with many sorrows. Somebody has said, "Money is a universal provider of everything but happiness, and a passport everywhere but to heaven." The way to heaven? Well, the Lord Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Yes, and He's the only way.